It's 6:30 in the morning, and Dick Pikima is next to his Pikima for Assembly sign, waving to cars.
Actually, I prefer they wouldn't honk early in the morning because the neighbors get mad at me.
The former Douglas County Sheriff is rocking the boat of the local Democratic Party by challenging self-proclaimed leading liberal state representative Frank Boyle. Pikima is running on a platform of civility, citing Boyle's anti-conceal and carry debate on the assembly floor last year.
At 30 yards, sitting in this gallery, I could pull my shotgun with a 3-inch casing and I could whack off 40 lethal bullets at one shot fired from this incredible killing machine. We're gonna be packing heavy metal. It's gonna be just like that. It's gonna be echoing.
Pikima says it's time to tone down the partisan arguing.
Continue down the path of behaviors that Mr. Boyle displays that would we damage the Democratic Party in the northern part of Wisconsin? I think we would.
Boyle says he's not about to apologize for speaking out on controversial issues.
If it's a hard stand against concealed carry, I'm the only one. If it is pro-choice, I'm going to debate that issue because I believe firmly in a woman's right to choose. So I have that problem. And I have the problem of appearing in many instances to be very vocal.
The nine-term incumbent from Superior says the issue should be about the $1.5 billion deficit facing the state in the next budget. Boyle was one of the lone voices against the 1999 budget surplus tax rebate.
2.5 million people got $160 apiece, cost $2 million to cut the checks, had the governor's face all over it. That's politics.
Pikima doesn't have many budget specifics, but he says legalizing video gaming in taverns could bring in millions of dollars.
As sheriff, I had a very difficult time wanting to get on the bandwagon about going out and arresting small mom-and-pop taverns for having video entertainment devices when the state was running pull tabs and lotteries and we had Indian gambling all over the state. I found very little moral distinction between those gambling activities.
Boyle usually wins re-election easily, but it's been 12 years since he's had viable competition from within his own party. One other difference is that his district may be less liberal now since it was redrawn to include the northern halves of Burnett and Washburn counties. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.